3.1, the unified theory of legal writing. Okay, we've kind of made this up, the concept up, but again, it's really powerful, and it's actually made our students, the product that our students turn in much, much better. Something that we're really excited about. We've actually had this used at one of the law schools. One of our instructors taught at a law school at one of our universities and was an adjunct professor and asked for permission to use this chapter and this system in his legal writing, and thought it was one of the more powerful mechanisms for teaching legal writing. It's one of the real honors that we've had in teaching throughout the years at some of our, just we, side note, we're at some great universities. And the school you're at, I promise you, it's a great school, because we only choose great schools to be affiliated with. All right. The Unified Theory of Legal Writing basically comes down to a concept of using previously existing material to create new documents. Never work when you don't have to. Never create something from scratch when you don't have to. Lawyers do this, so don't think that you're cheating or anything like that. Lawyers use templates. They use forms. They rely on court opinions to write their documents. They take the legal arguments and legal logics from published briefs. It sounds like plagiarism. It's really not, especially if you give credit when you're quoting. You make sure you give credit to where that quote is coming from. But there are templates out there, hundreds of thousands of templates in the various form books, law books, research books, both online and in the law library, that are designed specifically to help you create documents. But the most important forms you're going to use and the most important previous examples are going to be those that your law firm has created themselves. So if they have a form bank and your attorney asks you to create something you've never heard of before, like a motion in limine, you've never created it before, the first question should be, do you have an example of that? And do you remember a case where you've argued that before? Do you know another attorney who might have created one of those? So you can go get an example and use that example to create a new document. It saves a lot of time, ends up making for a better product. How many things can you say that about? That it makes your job easier and makes the final product better. But that is the theory, the unified theory of legal writing. Use existing material and authority to create new documents.